94 TJC.
Back and forth. Did you have a good day sales-wise?
Like being in an oven on a day like today.
I'm guessing that trailer ain't got no air conditioning in it. You know, you might want to look at upgrading that if you're going to keep running that thing.
I'm already looking to figure out how to put it in.
How they going to get you a truck soon, or you going to be kind of in limbo for a while?
Keep a truck lined up. All I'm waiting on for is the insurance company to pay the other one off so I don't have two big payments at one time.
You know how it is with the insurance companies. They don't get in no hurry to do much of anything.
To do one thing, and that's take your money.
Ain't no doubt about that.
MR experience going.
Can't tell a lie. Last week, I didn't even turn radio on until that last day or so, and really didn't do much of anything with it. I pretty much just sat on the couch and slept and watched TV.
Didn't hear y'all hear much, and I didn't know what was going on.
I feel that great Friday, and I knocked off a little bit early, and then went home, and everything seemed to be all right. Saturday I got up, and me and Dad got together, and we cut the grass on both properties and got everything we needed and finished up. And I don't know, about 4 o'clock I started feeling nauseous and didn't feel good. By about 5:30 it was on, and it lasted for all night Saturday night, all day Sunday, into Monday morning. And it was Monday afternoon before I could finally drink water and keep it in me.
I know been quite a few people talking there's a stomach bug going around, so I hope I don't get that.
I'm going to tell you what, I've had some enemies before that I'd wish some pretty rough things on, but that's more than I'd wish on my worst enemy, because it was bad. It put me down hard for about 5 days straight.
A tough week there. Go home and work on your antenna this afternoon.
I would like to. I've actually got a meeting to go to at 6 o'clock, and I got a customer's vehicle that they dropped off Saturday afternoon. I finished up late last night. 4.6 liter had intake and put that radiator in it, so I got to make sure coolant's topped off on it and run it a little bit and have it ready for them to come pick up. So I'm pretty well just covered up right now. It'll probably be this weekend before I get to do anything.
I'm going to take off and head over to the ride run, so I won't be messing with it at all this weekend.
I still got to put round rod in the ground and run the wire down from the antenna mount to it. I've got the wire run over from my house ground and from my polyphaser, so all that stuff's done. It's just really just a lot of nitpick stuff and connecting it, and I'll have to put an in-style connector on the end of the coax to run from the polyphaser into the radio.
Are you using your coax that you got that you didn't like, or did you get something else?
We were talking the other day, I can't remember who we were talking to, for JDC, I think. He was talking about using the Shireen coax, and I got online and started doing some research and looking around. And it seems to be pretty good stuff. I ran it through with the antenna hooked up, just a solid run, and I got 1.4 on my SWRs at 145 megahertz, so I was pretty happy with it at that point. I think the only thing that disappoints me is that I paid for Andrew LMR and got Shireen 400, but a little bit of a price difference could have been had, but it is what it is. I mean, it's not like I'm completely out. It's definitely usable.
Harry, we were talking to last week, and he said that Shireen was good stuff to you.
K2RCL. Yeah, when we were talking with Jerry and he said it was good stuff, when I got the feeling better, I rolled it out and hooked it into the antenna and I temporarily set it up and run a standing wave test on it just to see how it was going to do. And it would transmit out good standing waves and it seemed to pick up good, seemed to transmit good. So hopefully it's going to do me good. It's definitely going to be better than, you know, RG8X or something like that.
Able to use for a mobile installation. I know that you don't want to use that LMR 400. Too stiff.
LMR 400 is super stiff. It's a solid center conductor and aluminum braid on the outside. It's a nice looking cable when I cut into it and put that end connector on it the other day for the polyphaser. But to run mobile, I really honestly don't know, Patrick. I've got a Amazon NMO mount cable that I bought a while back, and I've got the tool to cut the hole in the roof from when I worked at the fire department and done all the lights and radios and stuff there. So I just punched a hole and put it in, and that's what I'm running. It's just some no-name brand off Amazon.
Just running a little mag mount, the Goya, with the MNO mount on mine with a diamond antenna.
I think, you know, I'm sure there's definitely some dB loss in it or something to that extent, but for my mobile, it seems like, I don't know, I get good standing waves off of this one. I can't remember what it is. It was less than 1.5 when I put it in originally. But I've got a trim dual band antenna, and then I've got a Liard quarter wave. Just depends on what I'm doing. If we're out running around all over the place, I'll put that quarter wave on because it's real short. And it works good on VHF. And then when I'm really just driving and talking, I'll have that dual band set up there. It sticks up a good bit more.
I'm YouTube videos there last week or over the weekend of Eric, the guy at Ham Radio Concepts. He had this little bitty 7.5-inch tall antenna, and he was getting out better with it and better SWRs than some of the other big antennas he's doing the comparison on. I was real surprised with it, but you know how that goes too.
I think some of it too is the way the connectors are put together. If the connectors aren't, you know, soldered together correctly and done like it should be, and they're loose or not making good contact, that's just going to destroy it. At the end of the day, we're all trying to get the maximum wattage out of our radio out of the antenna on Simplex, but good thing for us around here, the repeater, it don't take a whole lot.
It works pretty good. It gets a little noisy for me right here at the house. I can't figure out why, and it don't matter what I do. It's just like certain times of day that it's noisy. I don't know if the neighbors have got something going or what, or if it's just, you know, atmospheric propagation is the problem. I don't know.
Hey, I'm still new to ham radio, and you using all them big fancy college words on me. No, I know what you're saying. But talking about sound, how does this radio sound now?
Really good. I mean, you're making a repeater full scale, so I mean, I don't know what else to tell you on that one.
I had been running that little quarter wave antenna for a while, and just, I think yesterday, switched out to this dual band, which sticks up a good bit more. I didn't retest it just for the fact that I've had it on here before and it was okay, but I'll see how it sounded and how it picked up. I've been trying to see if I could hit the Mount Mitchell repeater and get it to pick up a little bit better. That quarter wave just wasn't quite pulling it in.
use the Mount Mitchell repeater from here, I have to bump the radio up to 50 watts from where I'm at right now at the house. There's several mountains between me and it. Yeah, mine will run up 25 watts on this little bitty mobile, and it'll hit the Mount Mitchell repeater. I'm having a little bit of trouble bringing it in, but I hadn't heard anything on it today. But I hadn't been in the car but just a little bit. Right now, my dual watch is listening to it right now. See, I'm fixing to pop in here at Jersey Mike's and pick up two subs. We're going to do them for dinner before I go to the meeting. I'll get that done and come home and finish out an exploder and take a shower, and maybe I'll make it to the bed before I go to sleep. We'll hit your head when you fall down. Make me more ugly. There ain't nothing up there to hurt but my looks. In person, so I have to take your word for that. Okay, so I'm super smart and I'm real good looking. This is not a dating service. Now, let me run in here and get some food and try to get home and get something done for the rest of the afternoon. Patrick, it was good talking to you. 73, this is K2RCL. I'll be clear on your final. Have a good evening. Good luck on your exploder there. If there's anything I can do, just let me know. KO4HKX73. Clear.
KN4TFW mobile.
KO4HKX.
Yeah, I've been listening to you about 10 minutes. How you been doing?
I'm doing good. Now I'm sitting in the yard.
Yep, sitting at. Yeah, doing pretty well. Can't complain.
This morning I was listening as you were going in the gate and I was coming out.
And, it was me and Mike early, and then it was Andrew was running a little bit late.
It's Andrew on the way down the mountain this morning. He was running late. I heard him telling you about that.
Down on 10 meters and 6 meters.
Bit, but there was nothing there that I could find anyway.
In that DX Heat spotting network, and there's some guys that get on 6 meters pretty regular.
For me, Ken, you broke up there a little bit.
That spotting network, DX Heat.
Not.
Heat, and then click on it and get it started. People spot other people, and they'll tell you where people are in other countries, and they'll tell you the frequency, and there's usually a few people that are on 6 meters, and you might could try to pull them in.
Check that out.
Usually if you see a lot of them on 6 meters, that means the band's probably open. Otherwise, it's probably not too good. Well, I mean, we could probably talk. We might be good enough to be able to make contact.
Or you could talk to Netflix on that, something like that.
You know, the line of sight, we could talk a little bit, but we might be close enough with propagation to maybe make it work. We can try it.
Then, give me a shout when you get home, or just text me real quick. We'll give it a try. Almost 2 hours before she'll be home.
Okay, I wanted to make sure I didn't cut into her time, and then she'd be cutting you off of the radio time.
And she's pretty good about that. She just leaves me alone. If I'm in there on the radio, I'm not bothering her.
On HF this weekend.
You did. I didn't hear anything out of you. Saturday morning, so I didn't know for sure if you were around.
Nephew was in town, and his daughter had a travel ball game, so I went over there and watched it Saturday morning, and then it was storming pretty bad Saturday afternoon, and then Sunday, Mama was off, so we spent time together, so I never did get on.
For that, it was storming pretty bad up here Saturday, so I didn't do much of anything other than help the wife clean out the junk room.
more radios?
I'm just trying to get rid of some stuff. You know how it is. We've been living here in this house for almost 25 years now. Son moved out and trying to reorganize everything, make things a little more user-friendly for the business, getting it in and out. Getting rid of a bunch of stuff.
If you get it like you like it, then he'll move back.
For that.
Came back at least about twice.
If he comes back, it'll be begrudgingly because he sure didn't like living under my rules.
You just gotta do what you gotta do.
How 21-year-old boys are, they've got to be out on their own and do their own thing. And he just had a few rules, you know, help pick up around the house and be home at a reasonable hour. I don't want you waking me up in the middle of the night.
Yeah, KN4 TFW.
And this weekend?
Anything planned this weekend, but Mama's off, supposed to be off on Saturday, so you can't ever tell.
What your honey-do list is going to look like then? And let me holler back at you here in a few minutes once I get everything in the house. KO4, HKX clear. I'll be monitoring them.
All right, catch you in a few. KN4, TFW.
KM4DTQ. 4DTQ, this is KJ4UYO.
Yep, we'll be heading home probably in about 20 minutes.
This is KJ4UYO, clear.
AQ, clear.
For a walk, and then I'll text you and see what we can do.
Sorry about that, Ken. I was just in the middle of dragging everything out of the vehicle to the house.
Ain't no problem. And so I'll just say 73, catch you shortly. KN4 TFW.
4 HKX, monitoring. 4
RCL, this is KO4HKX. You still out there, or are you home already? 4HKX, clear.